This is the Last Angryman, today live from Washington, D.C. Today we're at the White House. Our podcast is coming to you live from the White House. We'll be interviewing President George Bush, who has asked Angry to come to the White House, sit with him in the private quarters on the second floor of the White House, and discuss issues of the day. None of this has been pre-scripted. All of it is live. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, George Bush. It's Mardi Gras time again, Mr. President, and in the next few days, do you think that the federal government will start helping New Orleans at last?
I've got a lot to do. I'm not exactly sure. I've got a pretty full day. I mean, like, I started this morning at 6:45, and I've had meetings up until right now.
So. Well, what about tomorrow? I mean, could you maybe help the people of New Orleans starting tomorrow? Would that be... Maybe that's more doable for you.
Well, I've got a full day tomorrow. I mean, it's not as if the world stops.
I mean, as you may recall, the city of New Orleans was completely destroyed from Katrina just a few years ago, and you were highly criticized by not doing something then. In the next few days, you can't do anything?
Leaving foreign guests, and you know, it just depends on what my schedule looks like.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're being more candid, Mr. President, and at least telling the people of New Orleans the truth. We appreciate that. So let's move on from there. Let me ask you a question. Do you approve of what's happening in Iraq?
Look, if you ask me, do you approve of Iraq?
Yes, that's the question. Do you approve of Iraq?
And my answer is no, I don't.
I don't understand that, Mr. President. Could you explain that one more time, what you mean by Iraq?
Are you approving of Iraq? I would say to you, no.
So you don't approve of Iraq? Is that what you're saying?
And my answer is no, I don't.
When you look around today at the potential candidates for president, there's a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans are running. Who do you respect the most? Who do you think has the best shot at winning your office?
Abraham Lincoln.
Was assassinated in the 1800s. Sir, please try to answer the questions. You're coming across really weird. What do you think of Cheney and the Libby trial right now?
From my perspective, it is good not to have a vice president.
Please, you have a vice president, Dick Cheney. Please. Well, it's hard again.
Can you imagine somebody out there running and all of a sudden saying, well, I wouldn't have done it exactly that way? Or when things got difficult like they are in Iraq.
But the war was Cheney's idea. I think people consider him the mastermind of the war. They consider him almost a co-presidency of yours. It seems to me you're avoiding my questions, Mr. President. Could you please try to answer the questions as I ask them? Be honest, and you're not being forthright with me. Please answer that question.
After all, I'm on TV expressing my opinion with you.
Mr. President, this is a podcast on Podomatic. This is not television. Sorry, sir. But Mr. President, you're certainly not the first, and nor will you be the last to laugh at the Last Angry Man. What would be your biggest accomplishment since becoming President of the United States of America?
Oh, I think, that's a pretty interesting trick question. You know?
Okay, let's move forward then, Mr. President. So the question is, what are your three favorite regions of the United States, if you could answer that question?
Christian, Jewish, and Muslim.
I said regions. Areas of the United States, not religions. This might sound a little harsh, Mr. President, but a lot of people have had displeasure with your presidency. You're one of the most unpopular presidents of all time, down with Richard Nixon numbers almost. How do you respond to that?
I'm just not the kind of guy who pleases everybody. I'm pleasing nobody.
Is that because you're not interested in your job, Mr. President? You're nodding your head in agreement. You just find it boring? Why?
Don't do your job as a person responsible for dealing with the problems our country faces.
Well, yes, I guess that would lead to dissatisfaction around the country, of course. Mr. President, as a recovering alcoholic, you know, that has got to bother you just a little bit.
No, it's interesting. It's just an interesting place to be with
Mr. President, looking back at Iraq, do you think you went in there with too few troops to get the job done properly?
I told the president that he should have done it this way.
Whoa, Mr. President. You are the president. You just looked and said you talked to the president. Please. I'll try to edit that out. I'm not sure.
That's not the way it is.
No, sir. That's not the way it is, okay? It's different. That's not the way it is.
Let me start over. Not only a reader book, but I sat next to dinner.
Sir, are you okay? I didn't ask you if you were reading a book. Please, stay with the program here. It's a podcast.
I'm not sure when we're airing this, but anyway, last night.
Sir, we can't air this last night since we're doing it today. We're going to have to air it on Sunday, okay? Are you okay, sir? You came to Washington and you said you were going to clean up Washington and the morality at the White House. What do you really think of President Clinton, looking back and historically now? And what's your opinion about Clinton.
Then his wife was really unhappy.
Mr. President, please answer the questions. This is looking terrible.
Then his wife was really unhappy.
Please. Is there a president who taught you how to sort of not listen to other people and make decisions on your own without worrying about the will of the people? Is there
something? Well, first of all, it's the obvious, and that would be my dad, you know. I mean, I am who I am because of him.
And what do you hear when you talk to your dad? What do you hear?
Talk to my dad, I hear love. That's what I hear.
I've never heard love before. That's interesting.
I am actually more concerned about him than I've ever been in my life because he's paying too much attention to the news.
And that upsets you because one, you don't listen to the news. You have it brought to you on CD, like during the Katrina crisis, as well, of course, all the negative news about you. All the negative, is that correct?
My answer to him is, look, don't pay attention to it. I'm doing fine.
So basically, you're lying to your father. Mr. President, Mr. Bush, who's the most underrated president in our history, do you think?
You know, George H.W. Bush is one of them. He followed President Reagan, who was such a really strong president that people have yet to take a look at my dad.
Well, history will give them all a chance to look at your dad. And speaking of your dad, what do your folks say about the war in Iraq, and what do you think the real situation there is? And be honest with me, please, for once, Mr. President.
I've listened to a lot of folks and said, instead of creating the conditions that would yield chaos, why don't we help this Iraqi government stabilize the capital city of Baghdad? Most of the country's in good shape. The truth of the matter is, if Baghdad looked like most of the rest of the country, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
The truth is, Mr. President, if you believe what you just said, we wouldn't have this war. The fact is, the rest of Iraq... You can stammer all you like, Mr. President, but the rest of Iraq... Sir, thank you very much. Your presidency of fear has certainly...
To promote hatred.
Yes, that's right, to promote hatred. Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to thank President Bush of the United States of America for speaking with us today here at the White House. I'd like to thank him very much. We appreciate it, Mr. President, for coming in today and allowing us to come in today and do our podcast from here.
All major problems should be solved diplomatically.
Sir, I'm trying to wrap up, but we're finished. Okay, please. Thank you.
All major problems should be solved diplomatically.
Peter, put the all major problems diplomatically cue card down. He already read it twice. We're trying to wrap up, okay?
Okay, angry.
Again, thank you, Mr. President. President.
Thank you, sir.
Bush speaking with us on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
The Last Angry Man's podcast. And Mr. President, we know you're a fan and listen every night. Thank you very much for listening to our show today. From the podcast, Capital of the World, reporting live today from Washington, D.C., the White House. This has been The Last Angry Man and a candid interview with former President George Bush. Just kidding. With President George Bush. I was daydreaming there. Have a great day.